This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So Bilam is looking at the camp of the Jewish people. He lifts up his eyes. Vayaris Yisrael shechin l'shvata v'atihi alav ruach alakim. And the pasuk says, what does Bilam say? Matoivu ayhalecha Yaakov mishkanaisacha Yisrael. So Meir Shapiro, once in his travels, was asked to give a drasha on this pasuk that we start off Tefillah Shacharis with, Matoivu ayhalecha Yaakov mishkanaisacha Yisrael. And, you know, what's Meir Shapiro going to speak out on this pasuk? So he said an incredible interpretation of this pasuk and Rashi. Rashi says that what impressed Bilam so much is Al Shara Pischehem She'inon Mechuvanin Ze Molze. He saw the doorways of the Jewish people were not aligned, that Reuven's house was not aligned opposite Shimon's house, so they could not look in to see what's doing in one another's homes, and this gave their homes a certain aura of modesty and privacy. However, Meir Shapiro interpreted this Al Pidrush. He said an incredible interpretation. What really irked Bilam, what really got to him, was the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam displayed extraordinary love and favoritism toward the Jewish people. He saw that our doorways are not aligned, as Chazal tell us, that the Ribbono Shel Olam asks us, Pischi li kechudo shel machat, just open for me, like the tip of the needle. If you open for me your hearts, if you take one small step forward, if you make one little change in your life, I will open up the world for you. Where the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Klal Yisrael that my hatava to you, my siyata d'shmaya to you, my assistance to you, is not exactly measure for measure. All you have to open up is a tiny bit, and I'll open up the world for you. He saw the openings were not aligned. That the opening of a yid only has to be very tiny. But the opening that the Ribbono Shel Olam opens for us, and the siyata d'shmaya the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us, is mido toiva meruba, far surpasses the effort we need to put in. And that's what bothered Bilam. Why does Ribbono Shel Olam love these people so much that all they have to do is open up like the tip of the needle, and the Ribbono Shel Olam opens up the world for them? It's reported that when the Chafetz Chaim heard about the invention of the elevator, he became very excited. Because the Chafetz Chaim said that the elevator is a perfect analogy to spirituality, where all one has to do is press the button and put their best foot forward and step in, and the Ribbono Shel Olam carries a person the rest of the way up. This is something that Bilam was jealous of. Why does Ribbono Shel Olam love these people so much that all he expects of them is kechudo shel machat, and he opens for them kepischo shel ulam ra she'ein pischehem mechuvanim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.